Yeah, well, we ran the same play twice in a row. We ran box. It's our basic set. We got Bryce a great shot down low, and the guy made an awesome play and blocked the shot. So we went back to that because that's one of our favorite plays that we think we have a lot of options out of. They covered it well. I came off the down screen, wasn't open, and then we just went into a pick and roll, and I didn't want to settle for a jump shot. I tried to get to the basket. They still defended it well, but I was able to get an angle on the board. And, you know, this time, you know, instead of like the Notre Dame game, I was able to make a layup at the end and help us out.
What was going through your head after that shot went in, after you saw it go through the net?
Well, I kind of fell awkwardly, and all I was thinking about was I hope they miss, because I realized I had enough time, and my guy had the ball coming down the court, and I knew there was no way I was going to be able to get back into play, so I was just praying that they missed. Blackshear had a decent look in the corner, and then once that buzzer went off, like, the biggest sigh of relief came out of me, and it was a good feeling.
When you came off that screen and Mathien goes with you, was there a point where you were thinking maybe you're not going to be able to turn the corner on him? Because he took you pretty far toward the baseline. Is it going through your head that I'm looking for an opening, looking to get past him?
Yeah, I mean, once they switched the screen, I knew I didn't have a lot of space, but, you know, he's going to challenge any jump shot I can shoot a lot better than, you know, me trying to use my quickness and get by him. He did a good job and almost cut me off, but I was able to, you know, sneak by him and get to the left hand, which is, you know, obviously the hand I prefer, and, you know, get the shot off the board.
How much pain were you in from the foot issue and then the ankle issue now on top of that?
Yeah, it was a bad combination for me. You know, I was kind of limited this week in practice, didn't do very many reps. Because of my, you know, the bottom of my foot was having a lot of pain. And then I sprained that same ankle and had to get it retaped, you know, when I left the court and came back. But, you know, you try to forget about it when it's down the stretch. But it was hard, man. It was hard to move laterally. And it hurt us a lot because, you know, Rozier was able to, you know, get a great shot on me with 20-some seconds left. But, you know, I just wanted to be out there. You know, that's what I love. That's my favorite part of the game. I wanted to be out there and help, and I was able to.
You guys are down 13 points with, like, 9 minutes to go. At that point, is it just, you know, just trying to figure out a way and gut it out?
Yeah, I mean, we started the half about as poorly as you could start the half. We turned the ball over. I had a couple of bad turnovers, and then they all led to layups or wide-open shots. And we were down 13 quick, and you know, you got to have some resilience. You know, that's a great team. You know, they're going to make a run. That's what they do. They use their pressure to get stops and go on runs. And we responded to that. You know, that says a lot about our team. We didn't fold. We just kept grinding it out. Made a couple big steals. Made some shots. Joel hit a big three. And, you know, sometimes you need it to get ugly there for a couple minutes. And that's what happened from the 7-minute mark to about the 3-minute mark. And we were able to claw our way back.
You haven't had the year you've wanted to have individually. Yeah. How much do you think this can help you? I mean, I guess your confidence has been there. You've said your shot feels okay, but can it help you to, you know, build some momentum personally or for this team, you think?
I hope so. You know, I said that jokingly to my teammates that I was back. I said, I'm back, guys, because, you know, I know I haven't been playing the way I'm capable of been playing. You guys know that. It's pretty well documented at this point, and I need to play better, but even tonight, I didn't play well at all. You know, I had 4 turnovers. You know, didn't shoot the ball particularly well. Missed some easy ones. But my teammates still have a lot of confidence in me, and I still have a lot of confidence in myself. So maybe this will get me going and, you know, headed into Raleigh.
After the Notre Dame game, did any part of you feel like you had something to prove to yourself or to anyone else?
That's actually what kind of went through my mind towards the very end. You know, when it got down to, I don't know how much time, it was like 22 seconds or so.
Yeah.
When we were drawing up a play, I immediately thought about the game on Monday. Was it Monday? Yeah, the game, same opportunity, you know, down one with the ball and a chance to make something happen. So I knew I was going to get a chance to help us this time. And, you know, luckily for me, I was able to get it to go and help us out.
By making that, does that mean that you're not going to think about that in the future in a similar situation now? Because you have kind of solved that, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know about solve. I mean, every time is different. But when something doesn't go your way, it makes you more hungry to try to prove yourself and prove that you're capable of having the ball in that moment and making a play. So now I can look back at something positive that happened, kind of reinforce that. So it's just kind of game to game, but that's just a confidence booster for me.
Was the Notre Dame shot haunting you this week at all?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I heard people talking about, like, I shouldn't have been the one shooting the ball and all that stuff and that. I mean, you hear it just as a player, and I have a social media account, so I'm aware of what goes on. But, you know, it does. It dwells on you a little bit, you know, especially when you're as competitive as I am. So it feels good to have those people have that. Now they have some new material to look over.
When you think back, you talk about getting going.
Yeah.
Last year at in Raleigh, certainly you were going there.
Mm-hmm.
You could certainly draw on something like that heading to that game against State.
Yeah. Yeah, you can. We'll talk about that later this week.
When you're back here, are you able to follow what's going on in the game and or how much we're down, stuff like that?
Yeah, when I went back to the training room, we had a TV in there, but I couldn't see it because I was getting taped up. But Eric Hoots was basically giving me a play-by-play. You know, he was like, oh, they just hit a three. They're up 13. Like, how much time is left? And then he just kept updating me. I wasn't back here long, but, you know, it's hard when you can't see what's going on, and he's just updating you by word of mouth. So, you know, the only thing going through my mind was we had plenty of time. You know, like Coach always says that. There could be 6 seconds left on the clock, and we could be down five, and Coach would be like, guys, we have plenty of time. Just listen to me. We're going to win this game. So I just try to keep that mentality and that positive attitude, and that helped us through that stretch.
Marcus, up the right foot.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not good. It's a little banged up, but we got a couple of days.
How do you feel that the foot will affect you going forward in the next few games? Or do you think it will slow you up? Do you think you're going to get over it sooner rather than later? How do you feel?
I mean, it will take a while because it's not really a structural issue. It's just pain and an aching thing. It's hard to stay off your feet. You know, you got to walk around, go to class and stuff. So I'll be all right, but you know, I might not be quite as explosive left to right or laterally, but I should be able to be okay.
Did you bang it on the basket support? After the basket?
Yeah, after the basket, my body just kind of flew behind the behind the support. And like I said, I wanted to sprint back and get back into play, but everything happened so fast that I was just like, I just went into praying mode where I hope that they wouldn't make the shot. So, you know, in a perfect world, I would have been able to lay that up and get back and help my team defend that last possession. But I was pretty banged up. So, yeah, I mean, luckily it worked out.